Shalom. This is the 13th episode of the Easy Introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We are in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. We're getting on with the laws of erasing God's name and the prohibition of erasing God's name. Yesterday we saw that there is a prohibition of erasing seven of God's names. We talked about how there are seven kadosh names, and it says that you should destroy and wipe out and erase idolatry in the world, and you should do it for idolatry, but not do it to God. And we learn from there that you're not allowed to erase God's name that's written on any piece of paper or anywhere else for that matter. Today, we're going to begin with Halacha Vav and see where the anywhere else, besides being written down on a piece of paper or parchment and the like, it applies. Okay, so let's look at Perek Vav Halacha Vav of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Kli Shehaya Shem Kasav Alav Kotzeitz Es Makom Hashem V'Gnuso. So let's imagine that you had some sort of a dish, like a pottery dish, you can imagine. And on the pottery dish, it had one of God's seven names painted onto it. And for some reason, you want to get rid of that part of the name, right? So where do you, what do you do with it? So the Rambam says that you cut off from the dish, you cut off God's name, and then you bury it. V'afil haya Hashem chakuk, Bekli matechot o bekli zechuchit v'hetichah kli harizeh loka. Okay, now even if God's name is engraved on the metal or glass of a kli, okay, and then you go ahead and you melt it, right? So that you get malchus for, right? You're not allowed to melt the kli. You might think that, well, I'm not erasing it. I'm just melting the entire, you know, the entire kli, the entire like dish. So therefore, it's not that big of a problem. But that's not true. Rather, what should you do? Chotech es makomo v'goz no. Rather, what you should do is you should cut out that part and bury it. Right? That's the idea. Okay. That's the halacha. B'chein im haya shem kasuv al besaro. Now, I've actually seen this case. Let's say a person has God's name engraved, like with a tattoo. Getting a tattoo is forbidden, but let's imagine you did get a tattoo, and let's imagine the tattoo that you got was one with God's name tattooed onto your skin. Harizet lo yirchot v'lo yasuch v'lo yamod b'makom hatznufos. Nizdam lo tvila shel mitzvah korech alav gemi v'tovel. Okay, so it's not only if it's tattooed, but let's say somebody just takes a magic marker or a pen and writes God's name on your skin. So what's the halacha there in that case? So you're not allowed to wash it off or rub some sort of like a cream on it that gets rid of it. Okay, and you're not, now there's certain ways that we behave, or that we expose God's name to certain things, and there are certain things we don't expose God's name to. One of those things is dirt, right? So we're not talking about like classic dirt, but we're talking about, let's say, you're in a bathroom and there's certain dirt from the bathroom, things of that nature. So that you're not allowed to expose God's name to that. So now there's a problem if you have God's name written on your skin, and then you shouldn't be going into the bathroom with God's name. Right, so it leaves an issue. So, what should you do? Right, so you're not allowed to bring like God's name into the bathroom. So you wouldn't be allowed, now that God's name is written on your skin, you wouldn't be allowed to go into the bathroom. And now let's imagine that you have to go to the mikveh, right? So when you have to go to the mikveh, so you have to get undressed, you're not allowed to expose God's name to a person's genitals, right? So that, now you have an issue, because you're going into the mikveh, and, right, so let's say, right, if there's no mitzvah, so like to go to the mikveh, so then you definitely shouldn't go to the mikveh with God's name on you. But let's say you do have a mitzvah reason to go to the mikveh, so then at that point, now you have a problem, because by getting undressed, you'd be exposing the part of your skin where God's name is written to your genitals, and that would be forbidden. That's usher. So in that case, what should you do? So you should wrap something. He talks about gemi as like some sort of like a rubbery substance made out of like different agricultural products. He says, a korech alav gemi v'tovel. So then you should wrap something around God's name and then go into the mikveh. V'im lo matzah gemi. Now let's say you don't find this like exact gemi type stuff. So then what you should do is, Okay, so you should take something else, right? And like you should maybe take your clothing and wrap that around, okay, but not too tight. It can't be too tight because here's the catch-22 issue. On the one hand, you can't expose God's name that's written on your flesh to your genitals. On the other hand, you can't completely cover it up because by doing so, you'll be creating what's called a chatzitza, an interruption between your skin and the water. Because when you go to the mikveh for a mitzvah, your entire body must be exposed to water. Right, so since it must be your entire body must be exposed to water, so then in that case, all your skin has to touch the water. But here in this case, right, the catch-22, your skin can't be uncovered. So what should a person do? So you wrap the clothing around so that the water can still hit all the areas of your skin, especially the area that has God's name on it. But at the same time, the area that has God's name is still covered, okay? And the Rambam says that the underlying reason behind this entire lacha is b'nei she'aser lamo b'fnei Hashem kishu arum. A person is not allowed to stand in front of God when he is undressed, when he's naked. Okay, that was halacha vav, halacha zayin. Now we're going to show there's the prohibition of wiping out God's name doesn't only exist to actually erasing God's name, it also exists to parts of the Mizbeach, okay, so parts of the altar in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says as follows, Perek Vav of Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, Halacha Zayit, Hasoser Afilu Evan Achas, Derech Hashchasa, Min HaMizbeach, O Min HaHecha, O Mishar HaZara, Loka. Okay, so if a person takes out a stone, either from the Mizbeach, from the altar, or from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or from the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, okay, so then he gets Malkus, that's prohibited, he gets lashes. Shenemar, Bavodos Kochavim, Ki Es Mizbechosam, Tis Totsun, because of Los Asun, Kein Lashem Elokechem, right? Because it says that you should destroy all the false gods, right? But you shouldn't do that to Hashem. So this would be a way of applying what we should be doing to idolatry to Avodas Hashem or to Kodesh Baruch Hu by taking out parts of his Mizbeach or parts of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein hasorif etzei HaKodesh derech hashkasa loka. And the same thing is true if you take the wood that is used in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So they would gather all the wood to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting side note that the way that we had the source for us for the common practice today of making what's called a siyum comes from the party that they used to make at the times of the Beis HaMikdash after they gathered a year's worth of wood. Every year they keep gathering wood until they had enough wood for the entire year for the Beis HaMikdash's purposes, and then they would add, now that they didn't have this burden of gathering wood, they would have extra time for learning Torah, and they would have a party to celebrate the fact that now they'd be able to have more time to learn Torah. So that's where we get the idea. One of the sources of a siyum of having a celebration over learning Torah, which is interesting. But that's just a side point. But in any case, let's say a person takes all this wood that we've gathered, and then they decide to destroy it, right? I don't know why anybody would do this, but let's say they decide to burn it.
and again, and they do it in a way that's destructive, they get Malkush. And Amar Vashrayim to Tisrof from Ba'esh, Chsivosa Sunkesh Malkachem. Because a Asherah is a tree that was used for idolatry, and they would, it says that you should burn the Asherah tree, right? But, just like we saw with erasing God's name, and we saw with the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, you should do that to idolatry, but should not do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So doing that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes an issue. And that's the prohibition. Okay, the Rambam goes on, and he says as follows. Kisvei HaKodesh, kulan upeirushehen, ubeirehen, aser lesrofan, ola avdam, biad. Viham abdon biad, makinoso makis marnus. Okay, so any type of kisvei kodesh. So you're talking about any type of tanach, right? That's, and again, the application of this practically is not going to be exactly as it's written in the Rambam, because this could possibly be talking about only things that are on cloth and things that are written lishma. So this wouldn't be like your classic, let's say, Koran or art scroll type of Tanakh that you take, and this might not apply to it, but any type of Kisvei Kodesh or their explanations, okay, so any type of like commentary on it or explanations on it, you're not allowed to burn it. And somebody who does burn it gets Makas Mardus. So the Rambam qualifies this halacha, and he says, Mamedvim Amorin, but Kisvei Kodesh, Akasim Yisrael, Begdusha. Okay, so this refers to any type of Kisvei Kodesh that's written by a Jew. And written with Kedusha, meaning it's written with sanctity, so it was made to be a Kisvei Kodesh, right? So one of the qualifications for something to be considered, for let's say a scroll or a book to be considered Kisvei Kodesh, is that when it was being written by the sofer, he had to have in mind that he was making this to be for Kisvei Kodesh, right? That it should be Lishma. So that's what he was trying to accomplish. If he didn't have that in mind, if he was, let's say, drawing a picture and he, or something that he wanted to hang on his wall, and he wrote it with Kisvei Kodesh, he thought that would look nice. So he, let's say, he wrote a Megillas Esther, as a piece of art for a museum, and he did have it by it that it should be for Kisvei Kodesh, then that doesn't count. As Kisvei Kodesh doesn't qualify as Kisvei Kodesh, and then there would be no isser of burning it. Aval Apikoros Yisrael Shukasot Sefer Torah Sorfen Oso Imas Karo Shabo Neshein Omami BeKedushas Hashem V'lo Kasvu L'Shmo. Okay, if you have a heretic is somebody who doesn't believe in the fundamental beliefs of the Jewish people. So if you have somebody like that who doesn't believe in the fundamental beliefs of the Jewish people, what we today call the Rambam made a list of 13 of them. So we could classically consider the Animamins. So if we have that type of a list, right? Sorry, if we have somebody who doesn't believe in anything on that list, and then he goes ahead and writes, let's say, a Sefer Torah even with all of Hashem's names, so we still burn that Sefer Torah. Why? Because he doesn't believe in God, right? In other words, he might say, he says he believes in God. Okay, but that's not the God that we believe in. He's created this whole false notion of a different God, which is why he's a heretic. So in that case, if he doesn't believe in God anyway, right, so that whatever he wrote could not possibly have been what we call a shema, could not have been kadosh. It is by, it's just like this as any other book that you write. Like there's no difference to him. Right, so then in that case, we don't consider his thing anything. What he's written has no kedusha to it. There's no kedusha to Hashem's name, and then there's actually a mitzvah to burn it. Not only is there no prohibition of destroying it, but there's an actual mitzvah to burn it in order to make sure that there's no sort of like recognition of a heretic. Were their actions of right? So therefore, we burn it because we don't want there to be, when it comes to people that deny, when it comes to Jews who deny the validity of the Torah or God or any of the philosophical principles that we maintain are true about God and about the Torah. So when you have anything like that, so we don't want to leave any validity to it. So we don't want anybody to say, oh, that's Sefer Torah. That's a kosher Sefer Torah. Oh, but it was written by a heretic. Okay, but it's still kosher. It's still Sefer Torah. No, we want it to be clear that anything that involves even a little bit of heresy, we have no tolerance for, and we immediately get rid of it. So we would even burn a Sefer Torah with God's name. Okay, but and this really shows how much we distance ourselves from heretics. But if an idolater would write, now we're talking about like a Gentile idolater would write Hashem's name, we do bury it. Okay, so even if it's even if you have some Kisvei Kodesh that were written again by Gentiles or were worn out, right? So that's those things you still burn it. Okay, so that's like right, you put like that's the halacha. Okay, so that was halacha ches. Let's see if we can get halacha tes in and finish the parak. Call Hashem also Amurim ba'Avraham Kodesh. Okay, all the names that were written by Avraham's name are Kodesh. Afzesh Amar Adoshem Ino Matzasi Chain Harihu Kodesh. Call Hashem also. Even the name of Hashem where it says like Adoshem, I found favor in your eyes. That's also Kodesh. Belot Call Hashem also Amurim Belot. Chol, any name that's written about God by Lot, that's not considered Kadosh, that's considered secular. Chutz mizeh alna adoshem, hinei na matzav dechachin, chol Hashem asamurim begivat binyamin, Kadosh. Okay, so anything that's written by in this section of Tanakh by Givat Binyamin is Kadosh, chol Hashem asamurim bemicha, chol. Any name of God written in Sefer Micha is Chol, right? So meaning it does not have Kedusha. Kol Hashemos Hamurim be Navos Kodesh, right? So anything that's by Navot is Kodesh, okay? And anything Kol Hashemos Hamurim be Kol Shlomo Amor b'Shirat Shirim. Okay, if you have like the name, that's Kadosh. Right, if Shlomo wrote any name in Shirat Shirim that Shlomo wrote that is like complete Shlema, so that is Kadosh. Rayok Shari Kinuim Chutz Mi Ze Aleph Acha Shlomo Kol Machaya Amor B'Daniel. Chol chutz mizeh ana malkama melech machaya, right? Kushar kinyanim. So except for those examples, so anything by that was a quick halacha. Anything by Shlomo and anything by Daniel. So those things are kadosh as well, right? But Daniel is not kadosh except when it says anas malcha melech machaya. Okay, so right. So any that everything else in Daniel except for that is Kadosh. So just to review what we learned in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah is all about the prohibition of erasing God's name, meaning that any of the seven Kadosh names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that are written down either on a piece of paper or parchment or was written down on some sort of a dish, anything like that, so that would be considered prohibited. It would be an issur of erasing it, because we don't erase things that belong, that are associated with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We only erase things that are associated with idolatry. We saw this extends to many different areas, not just written on paper, but again, written on your skin, written on a dish, and all the various halachos that apply to it. Okay, that's the end of episode 13 of season 1, where we finished off Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Parag Vav. We saw Hilchos Parag Vav Zayin Ches and Tes. And Blinader, in our next shir, we will go on to Parag Zayin.